Welcome to C-Squared, reviews beyond the speed of light. Hi, I'm Christopher.
And I'm Karma.
And we're here this time to talk to you about the recent movie, Avengers Infinity War, Part 1. That's not part of the official title, but we all know there's going to be a Part 2 next year.
There better be.
There better. Karma didn't enjoy Avengers Infinity War. A little bit of background first. I'm much more of a comic book fan. I started reading comics in what is now called the Bronze Age. And Karma has never really read comics.
No.
But you enjoy the movie.
I love the movies and the television shows. I grew up on like Wonder Woman and Spider-Man and the
Batman.
Hulk. And Batman. Oh yeah, Batman.
So we bring a slightly different perspective to these movies. I know much more about the history of the characters from the comics, and on occasion, I've had to explain to Karma who's the Scarlet Witch and what's her deal and like that. But we've both really enjoyed all of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies, really since Iron Man on.
Yeah.
But we didn't, either one of us really, I think for different reasons, but neither one of us really enjoyed Infinity War.
No.
Karma?
Okay, I get emotionally attached to characters. And the fact that they killed off all my favorite characters with, like, no reason. It was just all of a sudden they just go... I'm like, what the? No!
Is that the big no that they always scream?
Yeah, it's kind of like on the par with con!
That's how you feel.
Yes!
You feel like it was all a big con.
Yes, I do!
And we don't mean convention.
And there were a lot of things that were just, there were too many characters. They couldn't give any one character enough airtime. And I understand why they were doing it, but it diluted the movie for me.
I think Karma makes a couple of really good points. I would just add a few little things to that. This was a big disappointment for me too. The Marvel Cinematic Universe, ever since the first Iron Man, has pretty much been one success after another. There are some of the sequels are less good than the originals. Thor the Dark World didn't do a lot for me.
Ragnarok
had too much humor, I thought. Iron Man 2 was okay. I've loved the Avengers movies. Every one of them. Including Civil War. I know it's called Captain America Civil War, but it's really an Avengers movie. But Infinity War, I feel, is pretty much the worst of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies to date, with the possible exception of Iron Man 3, and even that had some points in its favor. Karma mentioned there's way too many characters in this.
Yeah.
It's understandable because this is the big one. This is what all these movies have been building up to. This is the huge, gigantic... This is the big summer crossover.
Yeah.
For those of you who read comics. But as a result, we get some nice stuff with Iron Man. We get some nice stuff with Doctor Strange. We get to see some stuff with Thor. And the Guardians are kind of slipped in there somewhere. But the Black Panther's in it, but isn't really that important to it. Captain America, Black Widow, does the Falcon even have one line of dialogue in the whole movie?
I mean, was he in the movie? Okay, so he was in the movie.
Maybe. There were really just way too many people, and as a result, a lot of the major characters were really out of focus. So much time was devoted to Iron Man, Thor, and even the Hulk, that Captain America and his whole team were completely swept aside. And it's understandable, there's so much plot going on and so many characters that you have to find something for all of them to do, and there wasn't that much for them to do. However, I did feel that way too much attention was given to Thanos. Now, you can argue Thanos is the big villain of this movie, but, you know, we've been seeing Thanos in these little tiny post-credit cameos for a couple of movies now, and we're supposed to think, oh, he's this great big horrible threat. A lot of this work about Thanos, I feel, could have been done a little bit more in some of the previous movies. What we basically got this time is Avengers Thanos.
Yeah.
With some of the Avengers in it.
And some of the Avenger characters weren't consistent. So, for example, Star-Lord. At the end of the last Guardians movie, he had gained all these powers, and he's all powerful because
he discovers that he's the son of Ego, the living planet, and he now has cosmic powers, and he doesn't need ray guns anymore because the power is within himself.
But there's absolutely no evidence of that particular change in that character in this. In fact, I'd totally forgotten that it had happened.
For that matter, Rocket Raccoon had his moment in Guardians 2 where you feel like there's going to be a little bit of a change where he's not, he'll still be sarcastic, but he's not the bitter cynic he was before that. That wasn't really in evidence in this one.
And I really have a soft spot for Groot. And he at the end of the last Guardians movie, he was this snarky teenager, and it was like he was still a snarky teenager, but not as snarky as he was in those tiny little moments at the end of the last film. And then Black Panther, I loved the Black Panther movie.
It was a great picture.
It was a great picture. And he's just kind of like, oh, well, he's there. Black Widow was kind of like there and kind of fighting with one of the, what are they called? The
Dora Milaje.
But then they're kind of friends. And it was just like everybody was just kind of thrown in and their personalities were changed to forward the plot the writers decided on. Basically.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. But that made it inconsistent.
And there are things that you sort of scratch your head about after the movie. Captain America or whoever it is decides, let's lure Thanos' big alien invasion into striking at Wakanda. Well, from a tactical perspective, this is something Captain America would think is smart because Wakanda's like the most highly advanced nation on Earth. And if anybody can handle an invasion, they can. But you have to wonder if the Black Panther wasn't thinking, oh yeah, let the aliens attack my country.
Yeah.
You know, the last time they attacked New York, what's wrong with them attacking New York again? There were good things in the picture.
There were. There were moments that I really enjoyed.
I really liked the interplay between Iron Man and Doctor Strange, or maybe a better way to put it, is the interplay between Robert Downey Jr. and Benedict Cumberbatch, two consummate pro actors, and the screen time they share together is really wonderful.
In fact, I really liked Doctor Strange's character in general in this film, because he was kind of like, wait a minute, this is I'm protecting this planet, and you're going to do what?
Yeah, which is the arrogance that he showed in the Doctor Strange movie hasn't totally gone away.
No.
And it kind of wouldn't. In the history of the comics, or at least, well, full disclosure, I'm a huge fan of comics, but mostly Silver and Bronze Age stuff. If it happened after the Crisis at DC, or after the first Secret Wars at Marvel, I may have heard about it, but I probably haven't read it. So that's a big swath of comics in the last couple of decades that I may not be familiar with. So, for example, I haven't read any of the Infinity Gauntlet books or Infinity War books or anything like that. But I liked what they did with Doctor Strange in the Doctor Strange movie, the whole idea that he is the guardian of Earth for mystical purposes. And in the older comics, at least, they always went a long way towards keeping Doctor Strange out of the Avengers. Mm-hmm. Precisely because, number one, he's way too powerful.
Yeah.
Even a big foe that could give the Avengers a fight, Doctor Strange should have no problem with.
Right.
And because making him more aloof, the mystical threats you always got the feeling were not really the same as what the Avengers deal with. Right. And the Doctor Strange movie dealt with that pretty well. So it's interesting to see him here interacting with the Avengers. You certainly get the sense that of all the people in the cast of Hundreds here, Doctor Strange and Wong are the ones who could give Thanos the best fight.
Right.
And he is the one with the master plan.
Yeah, there's a hint that Doctor Strange allowed things to go the way they did because that was the best option. So yeah. I'm hoping that the movie number 2 pans that out.
Doctor Strange, of course, has the Time Stone. And he has the line of dialogue where he says, I've looked at all the possible futures and there's only one chance for it to go right. So presumably, he let all this happen. He let all these character deaths happen.
Because as he's turning into dust, he says, this was the only way to go.
Yeah.
So you're like hoping, I hope you're right.
Karma, I think, was a little more distressed by all the death than I was. Because, of course, if you've read comics, you're familiar with the concept of the comic book death, and you know there's a sequel, and you know they're all going to come back to life.
And, of course, if you know any background, you know they've already planned a Black Panther 2 movie.
Right.
And there's already a Spider-Man movie coming up. And
so you know they're all going to be back.
All going to be back. But I still...
But it was a very unsatisfying way to end the movie.
Yes, very
unsatisfying. Yes, all right. This is part one, and part two is going to be the conclusion, is going to wrap everything up. And you... Part one, for that reason, it's a cliffhanger. It's going to be a little bit of a downer. But there's still a way to write a bit of a downer cliffhanger ending and still have your audience satisfied. I go to probably the classic example of this, the end of The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Luke has lost his hand. He's just found out that Darth Vader is his father. Han Solo is off... who knows where, taken away by a bounty hunter.
Oh, right.
You don't know what they're going to do next. They're kind of at loose ends. Leia is feeling lost. So it's this tremendous moment of emotion. But you still felt satisfied at the end of the movie because it's like, okay.
Because everything seemed to have a point, a purpose.
Right, yes.
Whereas
yes.
Everybody just disappearing in dust was kind of like...
And there's no hint to what the possible purpose could be, or what the possible solution to any of this could be, or anything.
Yeah, it's just kind
of
like...
All you have is one line of dialogue from Doctor Strange saying, well, this is all part of my plan.
Yeah.
Well, what plan might that be, and how far is everybody going to come back if you're all dust?
Exactly. You know? Now, getting back to moments I liked.
Yes.
There were moments that were fun, and some of them showed up in the trailer. Like, there's the line where Doctor Strange and Spider-Man are introducing themselves. Spider-Man goes, I'm Peter. And he goes, I'm Doctor Strange. He goes, oh, we're using superhero names. I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny, because Doctor Strange does sound like a superhero name, but it's actually his name.
Yes.
And then at the opening of the film, the interplay between Loki and Thor. You'd think that, you know, Loki has let Thor down so often. Why are they even together trusting each other ever? But there's this camaraderie because they grew up brothers. And no matter how many times Loki is a jerk, a self-serving jerk, there's something lovable about him. And Thor keeps trusting him. And there's this line where he goes, you're the worst brother ever. So I just love that interplay.
It's a delightful interplay, and you have to think, too, that especially after the events of Thor Ragnarok, there's nobody left.
That's true.
All the other Asgardians are gone. This guy, love him or hate him, is my brother. He's about the only Asgardian who's even walking around.
And he's not even an Asgardian.
Well, he grew up in Asgard.
That's true.
So yeah, they're brothers. And when Thanos killed Loki, again, spoiler, in this movie... The first thought that I had, and probably everybody in the audience had, is, yeah, right, sure, Loki's dead. Then this was probably just another illusion. Well, maybe it wasn't. I think probably it was. Because since when does anybody ever get the better of Loki?
I think he's really dead, but it's part of Doctor Strange's plan.
It might be part of a plan. Other things I liked about this movie, I thought Thor Ragnarok went a little too far in... beating up Thor. I mean, this guy is the God of Thunder. He's always been portrayed as the single most powerful and single most awesome member of the Avengers. And we finally get to get a little bit of that back.
Yeah.
Where he goes with the Guardians and they have to reforge his hammer. And there's the scene where he's holding open the ring portal device and like all the power of a sun is blasting on him. But he can take it because he's Thor. Which then leads to that wonderful scene where Wakanda's being overrun by the aliens, and the lightning strikes, and Thor appears, and I forget who it is.
Right.
Is it War Machine? Or somebody says, oh boy, are you guys in trouble now?
Right.
Because Thor is here.
And then, of course, there's the interplay between Thor and Rocket Raccoon.
Yes.
I love the part he goes, because Thor lost his eye in the last film. And Rocket Raccoon actually has an eye, and he goes, well, I've got this. And so Thor just pops it in, and the Rocket goes, well, I would have washed that first.
And of course, Thor can speak whatever it is that Groot speaks.
Yes, yes, he understands Groot.
So there are fun moments in Infinity War.
Yes.
But they're just moments.
Yeah, they aren't an integral. They're almost asides.
Yes. Previous movies in the MCU did a masterful job of interweaving humor and serious story stuff. Maybe a couple of them tipped a little too far into the humor. But most of them, there was a really good balance there. Whereas in this one, Infinity War just feels really grim.
Yeah. And I left pointless. The movie crying. Okay, I left the movie crying.
And pointless. It's, yeah. It's not grim the way DC movies are also grim and dark and gritty. It was more just like, what was the point of all of this?
Yeah.
It was the point to kill off 26 characters and leave 3, and then, oh, just come back for the sequel and you'll see what's happening?
Yeah, I did. So, sum it up.
Worst of the MCU movies thus far, I hate to say it, it's with the possible exception of Iron Man 3.
Yeah, I suppose you have. If you're going to see the second half, you have to see the first half. So, you're going to have to slog through this.
You have to know who Thanos is. Yeah, you have to. About the Infinity Gems.
But would I own it? Nah.
No.
Nah.
And having seen it once,
I'm done.
you don't really see any need to see this again. I could watch Winter Soldier another half dozen times. I love the original Captain America. I probably have watched that.
Yeah.
Half a dozen times. Infinity War, you don't need to see it again.
No. Black Panther, I'd see over again. In fact, even Civil War, even though that wasn't as good as some of the other Captain America, I'd be willing to see that again just for the Black Panther moments.
Yes.
But, yeah.
But
all the Black Panther moments in this film do not make it good enough to watch again.
Go watch Black Panther again.
You'll
appreciate that. So, what are we going to give this one planet?
Planets,
I mean, it's not Robot Monster, but
no,
it's not very good either.
It's not very good. See it once, for free, preferably. So you know what happens to the characters. Because I remember one time watching, I think I saw Thor, but I didn't see the movie, the Avenger movie that was in between the two Thors. And I was like, lost. What was going on? Because every movie calls back to past movies. So this one, you have to see it if you're going to see the movie before and after.
Make yourself sit through it, but be prepared. It's kind of a slog.
And you might find yourself very angry at the end.
There's not very much in it that's really all that great. Come back.
And watch our next
see our review when Infinity War 2 comes out. We'll be here, hopefully, with better news about that.
Yes.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Comic. Karma.